The horrific and inhumane treatment of Jewish people during the Nazi regime of World War II is well documented. But lesser known is the story of peoples from occupied countries, like Poland, who were dragged away by Gestapo and thrust into forced labor camps in Germany. At 70 years old, Sophie Hadrodowicz-Knab grew up hearing her Polish mother's own stories of being taken away to work in a munitions plant, a forced labor camp.
After being in the transit camp on Wąska Street in Kraków, which she remembered, and I would write down, my mom never saw Poland again.
For 14 years, she researched her mother's story and that of other Polish women for her book, Wearing the Letter P. The unflinching portrait tells the story of abuse and heartache women faced in these camps. Knab's mother and father met in the forced labor camp, and her oldest brother was born there in 1944, towards the end of the war. Her mother often told the story of the danger they faced as Allied bombings began.
They knew they were going to be targets. And she said, and I'm getting goosebumps. She says, all of us, we started running towards the nursery, just running towards the nursery. All of us, she says, bombs are falling, the earth is shaking, and all of us are just running to try and rescue our babies. So she would tell this story all the time to me. It was like a photograph that she would take out all the time and look at it and try and make sense of it. And I think be amazed that she survived it.
The title of her book, Wearing the Letter P, illustrates how Hitler's Germany forced those of non-German descent to label themselves.
They were forced to wear these identifying badges, so to speak, so that, anyone walking down the street knew you were a Pole, you were a Jew, you were from Russia or the Ukraine, and it was a form of discrimination.
Like Knab's family, millions of displaced persons were found by the Allies following the war and were repatriated or resettled. Knab herself was born in a displaced persons camp before her family moved to France and then ultimately to the United States, when she was in first grade.
We were essentially kind of odd man out, I guess, refugees come from another country after a war, and we experienced some discrimination, even from our own people. It's the same kind of mentality that we have, I think, now about immigrants, and suspicion and fear that they'll become a burden on the rest of the population.
But Knab said most of America is built on immigration.
You can't be an immigrant to this country and then close the doors for everyone else after you.
She said if her mom hadn't forced her to continue to speak and read Polish when they moved to the United States, she never would have been able to do the research.
She told me stories, but she didn't tell me all of the stories. She didn't tell me the worst stories. Because when you do the research and you start digging, you find out, you know what, those women experienced some really horrific, horrific things.
She said those stories are why she wrote her book.
As I was researching and reading, then I thought, where was this book when I was growing up? Where was it so I could have understood my mom a little bit better?
More information about Knab and her other books is available on WBFO.org. For WBFO, I'm Nancy Fisher.